June 9th, and we are looking at the Psalms, and we're in a section of the Psalms, Psalms 3 through 7, all of which are thought to be written during the time of Absalom's rebellion against David. And here in Psalm 7, this is a psalm written because Cush had said something to David, and the Cushites were part of the rebellion of Absalom. And he, David, that is experiencing more trouble. He talks about the metaphor of a lion. O Lord my God, in you do I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and deliver me, lest like a lion they tear my soul apart. And lions are beautiful creatures, but and they can be tamed, but in the wild, lions are out to kill you and to have you for lunch. And that's where David is. He feels as though his enemy is about to pounce on him and destroy him. And in verses 3 through 5, he asks God to chastise him if he has done any wrong. If I have done this, if there is wrong in my hands, if I have repaid my friend with evil or plundered my enemy without cause, let the enemy pursue my soul and overtake it and trample my life to the ground and lay my glory in the dust. Well, that's David being honest. If we've done wrong, then God should chastise us, and David wants to be chastised. He wants to feel the righteous indignation of God to bring him to repentance. But in verse 8, he prays, "The Lord judges the peoples. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me." Judge me according to my righteousness. Well, who prays like that? It sounds as though David is saying, "Look, I'm perfect," and he's not saying that. What he's saying is that he is innocent, innocent of the malevolence that he's being accused of by Cush. It's exactly the same point that we have in the book of Job, where Job again and again pleads his innocence, and we know that he is innocent. He's not sinless, but he is innocent. The whole premise of the book of Job, the opening two chapters of the book of Job, where God himself testifies to Job's uprightness. And so when we find ourselves in trouble, it's always right, I think, to ask the question, am I in trouble because I'm being punished? I think that's a right and proper question to ask. And if we can find our way to saying, "No, I don't think I've done anything wrong here. Actually, I think I'm in the right here. My cause is just here." Then we plead for God's faithfulness and deliverance. Judge me according to my righteousness and according to the integrity that is in me. And I think that's a very proper prayer to pray. Well, wherever you might be today, and whatever's on your agenda today, as you face trial and difficulty, maybe the words of Psalm 7 will be of help to you. I trust that they will. The Lord bless you today.